Time now for sports. And a new name came out of Wimbledon today.
Patrick Kvitova. To her knees.
And boy, did Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic dominate the court at Wimbledon today. She won 6-3, 6-4. Basketball players have been kicked off the court in a labor dispute that could wind up in court. Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the Magazine joins us. Morning, Howard. Thanks
hey,
for
Scott.
Being with us.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. She didn't leave much room for doubt in her defeat of Sharapova today, did she?
No, she didn't. And once again, this is the beauty of the tournament. The women's game is so wide open. Without the Williams sisters having not played for a year, and you've got Caroline Wozniacki, who's number one, but she's not a real number one because she hasn't won a major. The women's field is wide open, and Petra Kvitova today was just tremendous. Sharapova had come back from shoulder surgery after winning three majors in 4 years, and her serve just did not serve her very well, no pun intended. Her shoulder surgery was the reason why she hadn't been a great player since, and then today it really hurt her. And Kvitova, with that left-handed serve and great court coverage and great return of serve, and she was tough. She led 2-0 in the second set, and Sharapova came back 3-3 with the serve, and then she broke her and then finished it off. It was really tremendous, and everyone wonders what you're going to do on that big stage for the first time. And as a 21-year-old, she stood tall, and she's got a championship. It was terrific.
Yeah. And let's ask about the men's final tomorrow. Of course, Novak Djokovic faces Rafael Nadal.
That's what it should be, 1 and 2. You've got the reigning 10-time major winner against Novak Djokovic, who has only lost one match this year. And Djokovic is going to be number one no matter what the result is tomorrow. He's beaten Nadal 4 times already. He's really been on fire in terms of staking his claim as the number two player in the world, passing Roger Federer. And so now it's his turn to see if he can actually topple Nadal in a final, which he's never done. And to do that would really cap off his year. He's only won 43 straight matches, and he's only lost one. He's 47-1 this year, or some ridiculous number. And this is the matchup in a 5-set championship final at Wimbledon that everyone's been waiting for.
I want to draw you out, Howard, on the lockout this week. The NBA team owners have locked out their players. Of course, it's the second labor action for a major sport this year. Do you find this lockout, the NBA lockout, a lot more urgent than the NFL one?
Well, it's extremely troubling, Scott, and the reason is because they said all the right things the NBA did. When the NFL went out on March 2nd, David Stern and Billy Hunter and the Players Association, they all came out and said, well, we're following the example of the NFL of how not to do this. We're watching them and seeing the damage that's being done to the sport, and we're going to realize that it's important for us to get a deal. And lo and behold, look at where we are. We're exactly where the NFL is, and exactly where these two participants, David Stern and Billy Hunter, were back in 99 when they locked out and lost half the season. And this one's going to be bad. I think it's going to be much, much, much worse than what's going on with the NFL, because the NFL, they're fighting over TV money, and eventually they're going to work out a deal, and there the TV money will be enough for everyone to retire 500 times over. But the battle going on in the NBA is about guaranteed contracts. The one thing that players' associations, that unions have done since the beginning of sports going from game to business has been to get guaranteed money for the players. They have very short careers. And I think what the NBA is trying to do right now is to engineer a massive rollback of the one holy grail for unions, and that is the guaranteed money. And I don't think the players are going to budge on that. I think that I don't think you're going to see the season start on time, and I think this one might be as bad as anything that we've seen, baseball included, believe it or not.
Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the Magazine, thanks so much.
My pleasure.